My question is, where is Superman gonna be in this movie?
You are a very, very
and it's a fair question.
Boy. Yeah, it's a really, really good question.
Son, I'm not sure if your parents showed you the last movie, but Superman's dead.
Oh, wow. That is the, wow.
I hate to break it to you, boy.
No, this
I hate
is
to break it to you, boy,
just
but he's
kidding.
Dead. That's your parents' fault.
No.
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
Rustling bark.
Yeah, I thought that was funny. That was pretty clever, David. I was trying to have your back on that joke, but you just crashed and burned it yourself. Yeah.
Man, it's so funny because like we're about to talk about all this cool like stuff, but like I want to talk about some crazy shit that has nothing to do with what we talk about, like Chester Bennington and Cowboys, the Dallas Cowboys, and a bunch of other shit.
That's for our other show.
Yeah, that's for the other podcast.
The one that we don't do.
Yeah.
The one that we don't cover.
Yeah, you know, you're supposed to specialize on a specific topic.
Yeah, I get it. I understand.
That's how business works. Just saying.
Just throwing that out there.
I've pitched this idea before to several different people, and this is as far as it's come before. Is you actually saying on the air that you would want to do it.
Wait, what?
I've pitched that idea to people. Saying we could talk.
To put more stuff into the...
Yeah, to be like an offset of it.
Yeah. Well, I feel like, again, this is your shit. This is not my shit. So this is your shit. When I first heard pop culture, I knew it was going to be most of this shit. But I figured it would be a little bit more of like, maybe not sports, because that's a completely different shit. But
yeah, sports we need a whole nother show for, which I'm fine with. I've told James, let's do it. Cowboy Corner, baby. I've told him. Nobody wants to commit yet. I think that a song is in order before we talk about anything today.
There we go.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you as well. Happy birthday, Pugginat News. Two years, man. We started this podcast 2 years ago with San Diego Comic-Con 2015 discussion.
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
That is true. That is 100% true. We did start from the bottom. And we had some spottiness. I was like, dude, we're going to do this weekly. I mean every other week. Or monthly.
I mean, whenever we
can take off holidays and maybe skip a couple months altogether. Maybe we'll take 3 months and not release an episode. Maybe we'll come back and do Spooktober and it'll be a huge hit and then we'll take 2 months off again. Yes, all of those things happened. And then we had a nice sit down with my wife and she goes, look, what's the problem? I said, well, some of our episodes are lost in the ether because we don't have the space to store them all. And she goes, look, upgrade that shit. Store everything. Now what's your excuse? And I said, well, sorry, I guess I really don't have an excuse anymore. And I guess I'll just cower here in the corner and do this podcast that you're pretty much making me do.
Mm-hmm.
No, she was very supportive. And after that, I called Homer and said, look, we're doing this. And I called Philip and said, look, we're doing this. And, well, obviously, Philip's not here.
R.I.P.
He's still alive. Just in the study verse.
Oh, yeah. He's
still- but we've had a plethora of friends on here. We've had a... I already used the word plethora, and I didn't have another word. Queued up. We've had a large variety of people on here, and I must say it's been a pleasure having David as a regular lately, and I think this is going to continue onward for some time. So if you don't like him, let me know now so I can find him.
I just need to talk more is my thing.
No, I don't think that's the problem.
That's not the issue. You talking? That's definitely not the issue.
No, you don't think so?
I go back and listen to these episodes, contrary to popular belief.
And there's times that the only thing that me and Aaron say is, "Welcome to Pocket Knife News. Thank you for listening to Pocket Knife News." Okay.
Whatever.
Sometimes I'm listening. I'm like, man, I kind of sound like a dick because I'm cutting everybody off trying to get my words in.
What I was trying to say was,
On that note, welcome to another episode of Pocket Knife News. I'm Aaron.
I'm Homer.
And I'm David.
Woo! That was
a lot of enthusiasm.
Talk about things not related to the show.
Let's talk about everything else that didn't happen at San Diego Comic-Con.
I guarantee you, somebody in this group chat right now did not watch all the trailers, despite the fact that I provided a link to every single one twice. I knew one of these people would let me down. We'll find out. It's the mystery of today. A mystery on the Orient Express, if you will. That's as far as that joke's going, because we're not talking about that movie yet, because the teaser's okay, but who cares? San Diego Comic-Con happened this past weekend.
Uh-huh.
We're 60 episodes deep. We've been weekly, with the exception of 1 week, since the new year. It was the 4th of July week. 4th of July fell on a fucking Tuesday, so that didn't exactly work out with our recording schedule.
We tried, though. We tried.
Not going to lie, we tried zero. I looked at my schedule and was like, this is not happening. And Homer texts me and goes, so are we recording tomorrow then? I said, I forgot to text them saying, this is not happening.
It's okay, because I probably would have forgot anyway, so it's all good.
Let's see. If you count how many times David's been on the show and subtract one from that, that's how many times David's forgotten that he's going to be on the show that night.
Oh, man. Work has been killing me, man.
That's good, though, man. It's good to stay busy.
I already have 40 hours, and I still have one more day in my pay period.
That's
tomorrow. Fantastic.
It's
going to be 8 hours of overtime at least. It's going to be great.
Dude, overtime's the best. Time and a half. You just look at it, you're like, oh, you're totally worth it. And then the next pay period comes, you're like, dude, I'm going to work 10 hours of overtime.
Yeah.
Then you get like 30 minutes in, you're like, fuck that.
Why
would you mean you don't need me here anymore? Okay, if I work really hard for this 1 hour, I can leave early on Friday. Done.
Yeah, too.
Let's see.
It's okay.
I can start calculating the math. You're like, well, if I only worked 27 hours, I could still pay all my bills. I'm going over to my mom's for dinner Friday. I can sweet talk my sister into taking me to dinner Saturday and ramen Sunday. I'm good. I'm good. Fuck it out.
I made it. I can make it. I can make it. This week I can make it.
I think I do that, but it's more like I think I'm gonna call in. Can I live with calling in for 2 days?
Oh, dude, that's the worst. And so my wife is the worst with it. She's like, it's the nighttime, and she's like, just call in tomorrow. Well, why? She's like, I'm just hanging out with us. Call in. I'm like, I gotta go to work tomorrow though. You remember that thing? It comes back every Monday. You know that, right? No, just call in. Come on, you can't do it. This is what you have days off for, isn't it? I hate calling in, man. I'm like, I call in.
Are you going to get a job?
No. My wife has a job. No. She is a homemaker. I will work as hard
as I can. Domestic engineer.
That's clever. Never heard that one.
News to me.
I'm learning new little things at work because, you know, I mean, I think I told you I'm selling. They're not timeshares, but it's basically the best word to use for it. And so I have these new like talking points, and that's one of the during my warm up with my guest, you know, trying to find out, you know, what they do for a living. Usually the husband's like, today I had a family. It was husband's like, oh, I'm an engineer, and I was like, what do you do, ma'am? And she's all like, well, I do furniture stuff, but mostly stay at home with the kids. And I just reached out to give her a high five. I was like, domestic engineer, I got you.
Boom. That's good. I really hope they bought it, because I've sat through those timeshare things and had some good guys and some not so good guys. And if I heard that in the pitch, I'd be all, that was pretty clever. You know what? Yeah. I won't steal any free food from you. I'll only eat what's allowed while I'm here.
That's good.
Absolutely zero commitment to the timeshare, though. Yeah, no. I'm just here for whatever you're giving me for free.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I'm only here for the snacks.
Dude, I did the timeshare. I swear to God, we'll get on topic eventually.
Yeah.
This is all David's fault. I did a timeshare one time in Orlando for Disney World, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I got 4-day passes to Disney World for like $350.
It's not bad.
And they gave me $100 cash and 4 lightsabers.
Just to sit there.
Yeah, for the hour. And they had breakfast included. The guy sat down. He goes, "You guys look a little young." I was like, "Yeah." He goes, "Somebody own a timeshare?" I go, "Yeah. My stepmom and my dad, I guess." He's like, "You're not buying a timeshare, are you?" I was like, "No." He's like, "Well, I'll come back when there's 15 minutes left because we have to try to sell you then." I was like, "Later, dude." Came back 45 minutes later.
Nice.
That's pretty nice. Good tactic if you ever want to try it, David.
Yeah, you know what, man? I like this little warm-up thing we do before we get into topics. Pretty cool. Venting a little bit. It's nice.
We try to do that. I've gotten good reviews on it from listeners, despite what you may think. We have listeners, and sometimes they give me feedback.
Nice. Sometimes they give me feedback.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. I appreciate it. We are at episode 60. I did not call into work at all because I've had San Diego Comic-Con blues and have bought way more toys and shit than I should have in the past week.
Yay!
Homer, this is partially your fault. Text me shit. And I was like, can you grab me one? Homer texts me a pop. He knows that I love pops, but I don't collect them. I can't get into it. It's too dangerous. I text him, grab me one. He texts me back, are you being serious? I said, fuck yeah, I am. And then I had to come home and tell my wife. I go, so, hey, I owe Homer some money. She's like, what? I was like, he picked something up for me. She says, okay, that's cool. Wait, what is
drugs?
No, she knew it wasn't something like that. Come on, she knew it was something, but she goes, well, what is it? I was like, well, it's a. She's like, why aren't you telling me? I was like, it's a pop. She goes, I thought you weren't going to get into those. I'm not. But I'm not spending $300 on the hot toy version of this, and I can justify the $17 at retail from GameStop.
5 years later,
he's just going to be like, damn you, Homer. I'm like, hold on here.
Nope.
No, but you got to admit, that was a pretty cool pop, though.
Yeah,
and I only sent him the picture because I was like, check out what I got. And he was off. Buy it. I was like, oh, okay.
Well, I guess I'll go back in the fucking store, dude.
I was already in the car, but I guess.
Yeah, dude. So, Homer, you want to tell them what pop we got?
So, it was the Suicide Squad Joker pop with the Joker dressed up as Batman.
Boom!
And it's has Joker like
imposter
and everything. Yeah. I was like, that's awesome.
Yeah, they had
he still had the gold teeth and everything blinging, so.
Mm-hmm. They had showed it, I think, last year as the hot toy. And, man, that thing looks so fucking cool. And I was like, I will never own this in my life, but it looks so cool. And I saw that they did a pop. I was like, that's pretty cool. And then Homer texted me. He got it. I was like, I must have this.
It must be.
Does it make you want the Batman one, the Dark Knight one, and the regular Joker one, and the Joker with the
– Nope, it does not because I've bought other things. I got the San Diego Comic-Con exclusive Cyborg figure, which comes in a electronic mother box that lights up and talks to you.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Posted that on Instagram, and then I happened to find someone who was going, was like, yo, you taking orders? She's like, what you want? I was like, done! And I found some of the Justice League wave of multiverse figures last night at Target. So, yeah.
You got more of those, too?
Yeah, dude. I grabbed the Tactical Batman and the Aquamans.
Oh, the Aquamans.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just looking for Flash. I'm passing on Cyborg because I just bought that other fucking Cyborg figure for more money than I wanted to pay. And then I bought the Superman and Wonder Woman look just like the fucking BVS one. So I was like,
yeah.
I don't need those two. I really want to build the figure, but... I'll be reasonable, I guess.
I'll be reasonable.
I remember when I started trying to buy stuff like that. She was a long time ago, and I stopped because...
Because Hillary Duff stopped making music. No.
I do have a Hillary Duff doll somewhere.
Is it a Hillary Duff doll or a Lizzie McGuire doll?
It is a Cinderella story Hillary Duff doll with the white dress in the box.
In the box, bro.
Dude, I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of impressed right now. I am unaware of this figure, and I'm a little taken aback.
If this was like a video podcast and they could actually see, I'd bring it up and I'd show y'all so y'all could actually see it. God.
That's my goal, man. That's my goal for 2018. We're going to have this on podcast audio form and video form. And it's just a goal. It's not a promise, so don't fucking hold me to the next year.
It'd be kind of cool to like actually meet up at your place and do the podcast with the nice microphones. And anyway.
Well, seeing how you can barely be on fucking time to the internet, I'm not real optimistic about everybody meeting at my house.
We would still be chilling there and be like, David said he was on the way. Just look at
I know Homer would be on time because he works out the club.
Not going to be able to make it, nigga.
That's good.
Come on, David, I can see you at Shenanigans from here.
I don't even go out anymore. Shell no. But no, I was trying to say I used to collect I have some figurines. I have I don't know, Aaron, if you were ever into like video games like Resident Evil and stuff like that, but I have it's one of those tall vinyl statues of Jill Valentine the box. My goal was to keep it in the box forever. It's really nice, and I've actually looked online and it goes for a couple hundred bucks now, but mine's technically open because when I bought it, I was like in middle school or something. And then my little sister at the time, she was baby. And she or like 3 or 4 years old, and she pulled the fucking shit out and the gun's kind of damaged. It's still on her hand, but it pissed me off and it sucks. I still have it. It looks good condition, but
it's
been opened.
So I go back and forth with opening and not opening. So I got addicted to collecting toys with Kid Robot initially, and you had to open those to see which fucking one you got because they were all blind boxes.
Yeah.
Now I go back and forth. I understand Homer's perspective because he doesn't open any of his pops. Yeah. Makes perfect sense because it's a fucking pop. It doesn't do anything. It's meant to sit in the box. Yeah. Whereas the figures, I have two kids. These figures, like, they're not – I mean, they're pretty durable. I got like old man Wolverine. The baby loves him for some reason, and he loves taking him and just putting him places to come with us. Like I was packing a suitcase one time, and he put him in there, and I took him out. He goes, "No, I want him to come with us."
Oh, I thought you were talking about like him putting it in random places, like you go take a shit and there's old like, man Logan on the top right there.
Like, he'll do that too. Like he'll have it, and wherever he puts him, that's where he wants it. And like he'll have it sit like I'll set up his Spider-Man toy and he'll go, and I'll go to like put him away. He goes, "No, they're sitting there." I'm like, "Okay, whatever, kid."
My bad.
So I go back and forth. I'm like, man, one, if I open them, I know it goes down in value, and I'm way less likely to ever sell it. I don't ever want to be tempted to sell it because I sold so much of my childhood already. And then two, I'm like, I want my kids to be able to see it, and like my older son does like collecting Power Rangers. So I don't fucking know what to do, man. I go back and forth. Some figures I open, some I don't.
I'll tell you what, man. When the original Power Rangers movie came out, I bought everything. Dude. I bought all the Zords. Mm-hmm. I had all the white, black, yellow, pink, all the Rangers.
Yep.
And I had them in the box for like 6 months. And I was like in seventh grade. And I don't know what was wrong with me, but like I had them hanging on my wall in the boxes. And I just – one day I just couldn't take it anymore, and I had to fucking open them and play with them.
Dude.
And, dude, those things are worth a shit ton of money now.
Dude, I tried to get my son the Titania sword, the dinosaur Bronchiosaurus sword. Dude, used, loose, missing fucking pieces. People still want like $175 for it.
That's insane.
Fucking insane, dude. Yeah, I had every Power Ranger toy imaginable and sold them all when I was a child.
So depressing.
Mm-hmm.
Mine are in a dumpster somewhere, I'm sure.
You know what's not depressing, though, was this fucking San Diego Comic-Con this past weekend. Woo! Holy shit. So much shit went down. We are focusing on a select number of trailers, only trailers that were released for movies and TV. There's an order to things, David. I sent you the list in order.
I'm just messing with you. I'm just messing with you.
This is why we don't have the podcast together, because we would end this. People would be listening and be like, why does it just sound like they're tussling on the floor? I don't understand. All right, so the question I have for y'all first. Do you guys want to do TV first or movies first?
We'll go movies.
Okay, movies. So perfect. If you refer to the list in the show notes, is the same list I provided to the guys here. This is the order that we will be reviewing these movie trailers in, touching on them, what we think, yay or nay. First up, Jigsaw. David, you want to lead us in?
Oh, no. I saw the trailer once.
Was that like a no, you don't want to lead us in, or?
No. We're good. We're good. Okay. So Jigsaw was announced. It was actually kind of a – I mean, for me, I knew they were making a new one, but I hadn't heard anything about it at all. Like, I hadn't followed any updates or anything. And then all of a sudden, I see this trailer on fucking Facebook for Jigsaw. I'm all like, what the fuck? So I have to look at this. And I'm pretty sure this was the same day that a certain musician – committed suicide, and I remember it kind of like linked together because he was actually in Saw 7.
Yep.
Pretty crazy. Yep. So I was like, what? I was like, Jigsaw, what's this? And I hate Facebook trailers because they're in the small frame. You don't get to see the whole thing, like the widescreen. So I had to go YouTube, find it, and I watch it. I'm like, holy shit. Like, they're rebooting it, but they're not, it's still connected 10 years later.
Yeah.
I'm just excited. I got so excited. I actually started watching all the Saw movies again. I'm on Saw 6 now. I'm going to watch that tonight.
What's the one that Chester was in?
RIP. Saw 7, the 3D, Saw 3D.
Saw 3D. That's right. We just watched it the other day. Actually, it was on demand on some channel. And I have to wholeheartedly disagree with, I love Facebook trailers because I don't have to fucking do anything. 99% of the time they have the subtitles on there. So even if I'm at work, I can still catch it and be like, oh, fuck yeah.
Well, but you know what I mean? Like, so sometimes they show it in widescreen, but like for instance,
Spider-Man. Usually it's the box and you lose some of the colors. No, I know exactly what you mean.
It's terrible. I don't know. They didn't fix that shit.
I like this, man. I like this take on it. I like that they're really aging it up. I think that they showed a lot in the trailer, enough to entice you in a lot of the scares, not a lot of the story, which I guess Saw kind of does, has a good running story. But no, I'm definitely on board with this modern take. I like that they went Saw, and then the jig popped in front of it. I was like, cute, real cute. I'm a sucker for stupid animation like that.
I read this article about, you know, them like making the movie, and they actually are, I mean, it's still going to be gory like all the other ones, but they're focusing more on the story instead of, like, they're trying to make it not so focused on the gore, and they're trying to make a better story, essentially, because that was really the bad thing about, which I don't really see, because I loved all the movies, but, you know, that was one of, like, the complaints about the storytelling. It was more about the gore and just pointless traps killing people. I like that they're actually focused more on, you know, making a good story, good movie, and not so much just trying to, like, have a shock factor, because at this point, 2017, I don't think anything shocks us.
That's a really good point. And you look at the best two movies in that series is Saw 1 and 2, and they have an amazing through-line story. Saw is just, like, catches you so off guard, and then Saw 2, you get so much story. And that Saw 2 is my favorite of the franchise. Mm. And the fuck, when they throw them in the needle pit. I will say, my favorite part of this trailer was when they're caught in the sand, and they just start dropping the shit from the top.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, man, you know, like, being chained up and pulled to a saw, that's pretty terrifying. But being stuck in sand and shit, like if you're chained up and the saw's coming at you, you're like, well, I'm fucked. But in this, you're like, the anticipation would just be too much for me. Homer, you excited for this movie?
I'm hyped for it, dude. I really want to see what they're going to do with it. Like David was saying, we've pretty much seen them all in theaters pretty much night of midnight and stuff like that, so we might do it again.
Probably to midnight. We got to.
But
I think that we may join you.
It's they've always been fun to watch, dude. Even though, like, people might say, you know, and I really kind of don't agree with about them not having a story, and it was just nothing but gore and, like, traps and stuff. But that's what the movie was about. Like, that's what he did. Like, it would have been stupid to be like, oh, we're going to focus on Nightmare on Elm Street, but not on Elm Street anymore. Like, no, like, that's what he did. Stick with it. Like, don't fucking change shit. But who knows? I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
No, I'm hyped for it. I think we're all hyped for this. Moving on, we have Will Smith's Netflix debut with his Suicide Squad friend David Ayer in the movie Bright. Homer, what you got on Bright?
When I first heard about it, I thought it was coming out of left field, and like, I don't know. I guess I've seen him in a lot of sci-fi movies and stuff like that, but this just kind of like kind of started tripping me out because it was kind of had that feeling of a what's that movie? I forgot what it was called.
End of Watch?
No. Where that spaceship's in the middle and that guy's trying to, what is it called? Region 9 or something like that?
District 9?
District 9. There you go. Really? That's what it kind of gave me some similarities.
I could see what you're saying, like the, you know, the coexisting of a
species, and it was like,
with humans. Yeah, yeah.
He was like, why would you want to be a cop? Like, you know, we hate your kind already to begin with. Like, why would you do something? You know what I mean? So it's kind of like there's still separation and stuff like that. But, I mean, it looks interesting. It looks real cool. Like, and then the whole aspect of wands and, you know, there's magic and stuff in it. I was like, okay, now I'm really kind of wanting to know more and see more about it. But, I mean, it comes out later on this month, doesn't it, or something like that?
I think it's next month. No, September, I think. I can't remember. September. It's this year. It comes out on Netflix.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I don't think it's this month. And it's not next month because I got Defenders next month. I want to say it's September.
Damn.
So, one, I love that the wand aspect, because I've thought that same shit with the wand. Like, if you're a wizard, why the fuck would you just poof a lot of money and go live with the fucking muggles? Idiots. I love that aspect of the wand. I'm with you, Homer. I thought this was kind of left field. Smith's done a lot of sci-fi, so I thought this was still kind of weird before I saw anything for it. But seeing this trailer, it did have a very air feel to it. And Will Smith being one of the better parts of the Suicide Squad movie, and seeing he must have worked really well with Air for him to move on to Netflix. This seemed like an interesting story for Air to tell, and then you watch it and you're all, oh yeah, dude, the way that he's taking it, he's got his fucking stamp on it. I'm all in. Yeah. I can't wait to see it.
You ready? Oh, y'all said a little left field. I thought it was a lot left field. Like, I literally just watched, the trailer, and at the end of it, I was like, what the fuck did I just watch? Like, what is this movie going to be about?
So I had I knew it was coming. I knew who I've been following it since it's been announced. So, like, I've known about it. And so it's kind of been an anticipation thing for me, because fucking Netflix is crushing with their movies, man. They make some really good stuff. Then they make some not really good stuff. I See You, Handsome. That movie fucking sucked.
Which one?
Handsome.
Oh, I have no idea.
Oh, dude, don't even waste your time. I was excited because they were like, it's a comedy on Netflix, and the main character is the dad from the Goldbergs.
Oh, where he's like the detective cop?
Terrible. It's so terrible. Don't even waste your time with it. But that being said, Netflix does make some great, great stuff. And when I heard about this, I was like, all right, I got to see something for it. I can't wrap my head around it.
Yeah. I remember seeing the teaser trailer a couple months ago.
Yeah.
But I mean, maybe I missed something on it, because this just, like, I mean, it doesn't look bad. It just looks, one, different, obviously sci-fi. And I kind of see what Homer's saying about the whole, you know, intertwining of the species and race. I don't know. I felt like it almost had a – that's why I had to ask Homer. I'm like, trying to think of the name of the movie. It reminded me, because he's a cop. They're driving through the thing. And if you ever saw the movie End of Watch, it kind of looked like that.
Same director. It's David Ayer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's the same director.
Oh, shit.
That's interesting. So David Ayer is most popular for his, my favorite movie of his is Fury. He did also Harsh Times before Christian Bale was a superstar. End of Watch. He has a couple other big ones too. But Fury and End of Watch are fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, Fury's a great
masterpieces. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Just strange. Looks strange. But
you gotta watch it for free on Netflix, though, right?
Well, for $12.99 a month. Yeah.
You knew what I meant.
Yes.
Roll with the joke day. You never let the truth get in the way of a good joke. Come on now. All right. Next up on our list is Pacific Rim 2. We got a beautiful little teaser of John Boyega trying to recruit us into the Jaeger program.
So I got to say about this one, I'm going to touch on it real quick, because when I saw it, I had sent it to a friend and I was like, I can't tell if this is a video game trailer or is this like a real movie, like if they're seriously coming out with the part two. And so he said the same thing. He goes, I don't really agree. Like, it looks real too much CGI that it does look like a video game trailer. And I was like, do you think they're going to keep that and keep it going like that? Because I feel like the way they had the first one looking looked pretty good. Like, it didn't look this too over-the-top fake, I guess you could say. I really don't know how to describe it, but I mean...
You're right. I was confused at first as well, thinking it was for maybe like an online game that they were going to release, but apparently not. It's a teaser for the movie. I won't believe this movie's coming out until I get a full trailer and a release date for it, because this is so loose. That mm-hmm. being said, I think that they are going to keep it that animation style to, one, make the Jaegers move faster, and two, cut down on cost, which will allow the lower budget, I think, is how Guillermo del Toro is going to get this movie made.
Is he playing, what's his face's son, your favorite
Idris
actor?
Elba. There Idris you go. Elba.
Is he playing the son? Because he has the same... I just watched it right now, by the way.
You're saying because they're black and British, they have to be related?
Well, you put two and two together.
Wow.
That's not racist. I'm just asking a question. Anyway.
What comedian said that? It's not racist if it's true. Like, hold on here.
So I have the movie, the first movie on Blu-ray. I saw it in theaters. If I'm not mistaken, I saw it with Homer and John, if I'm not mistaken. And
no, I didn't see that one in the theaters. I didn't see that
no?
one.
No?
No. I didn't see I that remember, one until, like, it was late, dude. Like,
yeah, you know, I think I talked to my brother. I remember liking it, but then the second go around, I couldn't get through it. It's just so boring to me. Like, Pacific Rim was one of the movies that you watch once, it's good. But even though it was, I guess, like very pretty, I have no desire to watch it. And the only reason I bought it was because I remember it being a good movie. And it was like, I think I got it Black Friday for like $5 or something. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, $5 can't pass that up. So I'm going to buy it. So I'll obviously see this one. But I mean, I've tried to watch it because every now and then I'll just watch movies in my Blu-ray collection. And I can't make it there. I get bored.
No, I agree 100%. This is a great movie to have on, like, if you have a group of friends over and you just need, like, you need something to kill the silence for a minute. Like, oh, that's a badass scene. And then it's real easy to get out of that movie and in and out of it. And I agree. I will not be seeing this opening night, most likely, unless the trailer blows my fucking brains out. But yeah. I don't think... It's going to either be a dollar theater experience or a Redbox experience.
Yeah.
So far with what I see, and I still love you, John Boyega. Tuck the block. Moving on. What I think was the most underrated trailer of fucking Comic-Con. It's getting some mad hate on Twitter, and I don't understand Steven Spielberg's Ready Player One.
Oh, yeah.
I just watched it, too. Yeah. Just watched that trailer too, but before, you know, I came on, and that looks so fucking cool. And mistake me if I'm wrong, because I don't know where did this come from? Is this based on a book or something?
Yeah, based on a book.
Okay, that makes sense, because I swear I knew loosely about it.
I actually looked it up after I saw the trailer.
Because I was like, what the fuck is that Freddy Krueger? And then I saw the fucking DeLorean from Back to the Future, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, Deadshot and Harley Quinn are in it too.
Dude, in the fucking Iron Giant, are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
So apparently Iron Giant plays a big part of it.
I heard that as well.
In it. Like, not just for, like, that trailer in, like, 10 minutes.
So do y'all know the synopsis at all?
Yes,
Player One, bro. It's like Tron.
So they're in this dystopian Chicago where there's, like, an energy crisis. Everybody spends all this time in that virtual reality. Well, apparently the company that created this virtual reality has Easter eggs hidden in there. And if you find the three Easter eggs, you win an enormous amount of money or some shit like that. Well, that kid, Cyclops, finds one of the Easter eggs. And so the story is him hunting for the other two.
He's the guy driving the DeLorean.
But where does all this other? I mean, what is all this stuff from the other movies and the other like just pop culture in general? Like where?
Because it's based on coming video from.
The imagination is limitless, bro. It's limitless. You can, from what I understand, is in this world you can conjure up. Dude, they're fucking riding Tron cycles.
Yeah. I saw that. Yeah, that's crazy.
I cannot believe how much crazy hate this is getting. Dude, this is like all your fucking favorite things in one movie. Like,
yeah. It's probably people that read the book, and they probably that's probably what it is. I mean, I've never seen it. I've never heard of the book before. Seeing this trailer is the first time. I'd be like, I want to see this movie right now. Like, I wish it was at the theater. I'd leave right now and go see.
Me too. I know exactly what you're feeling right now. I thought that this trailer almost stole the show for me until I saw all the other trailers that released. But I saw this release, I was like, wow, I knew this was coming. I just posted that first look of it on Instagram, and I was genuinely taken aback and was like, I know nothing of this property, and this trailer makes me want to see it. And I haven't seen a trailer like that in a really long time. Well, I wouldn't even say really long, because I saw the trailer of Baby Driver, and it gave me that same feeling. But aside from that, it's been quite a while since I've seen a trailer like that.
That got that hype.
Mm-hmm. Instantly. All right, David. Let's do it. Let's do Marvel World.
First up,
Thor Ragnarok trailer. If you didn't want to see this movie already, this trailer will make you want to fucking see this movie. If you told me 10 years ago, dude, you're going to be really excited for Thor 3 to come out, I would have been like, you're a fool. Are you for real? Who's excited for Thor 3?
That this movie's coming out.
If you would have told me after the second Thor movie, hey, you're going to be real excited for Thor 3, I would have been like, I think you're wrong.
You know what I think it is, man? You know what I think it is? I think it's because Hulk is in there. Because think about it. Just take out Hulk and maybe how hot Kate Blanchett is.
I don't care. Take Hulk out. I don't care. Like, Kate Blanchett is a fucking beast in this movie, dude. She looks so genuinely sinister and evil. I love it. And I love how much she's wearing the headdress in the movie. You know, why does Iron Man have his mask down so often? Really? Makes no sense. And Loki, I understand the horns thing. That does not look very comfortable to wear. But Hela's had the fucking headdress on so much. Apparently, like, 80% of this movie was improvised on the set, too. Like, the lines and shit. I was blown away. I'm super excited to see Tessa Thompson do pretty much anything after seeing her in Creed and seeing her in this and knowing that she's going to be a good guy now. I'm 100% on board for this.
Pretty cool. I like the scene or the part of the trailer where Banner's all like, we got to fight? He's like, oh, yeah, we got to fight. He's like, who won? He's like, I did. That doesn't seem right. He's like, what did happen?
He's like, I won easily.
Easily, I won this.
So I saw some. Go ahead, Omar.
I was going to say, do you feel like they gave too much?
No, I still have really no idea what the fuck's going on in this movie. I can like piece the general pieces together, but not like most trailers where you can pretty much follow a through line, especially Marvel or DC trailers. You can see what's happening from a mile away. But this, I'm still a little confused what's happening where. I feel like the trailers have been presented to us in order for the most part, but I mean, we know where this movie's going to end, which makes it even more exciting. But I don't feel that there's too much. There's some backlash I saw online of people complaining about Hulk talking in the trailer. So apparently in the panel they explain that a little bit more. So since he's been gone, since that time that he left in that jet, he hasn't unchanged from Hulk. So he speaks at like a second grade level.
Yeah.
From Avengers 2.
Well, because that's the thing. Don't they have him actually talk in the comics? Like,
But that's how he got to this point. Apparently, he's just been in Hulk state this entire time. And not to your second grader. He has like a 2-year-old's vocabulary. And that's how he's developed the speaking pattern so far. I thought it was a fucking real clever way to explain that away.
Be interested to see how he got out of the Earth's atmosphere. Hope they explain that. Probably won't, but
I feel like that's a very minute detail you're honing in on there.
I like details. You know I like all the details because the devil's in them.
You proud of that one?
Yeah, just a little bit.
I could see it on your face.
Dude,
so, sounds like this, but I wish it was a video podcast too.
So, okay. So, yeah, we know how this is going to end because I was going to ask y'all, and y'all probably didn't see it because y'all probably didn't want to be spoiled, but I saw
a leaked version. Oh, no, dude. I'm not. For that movie, I can't.
I saw a leaked version of the. It was like half of the movie, half of the screen, but I saw the leaked version of the Avengers Infinity War trailer. All right, and I'm
before,
just like,
before you go on, hold on. Homer, did you see the leaked trailer?
No. All right.
Y'all read the description, though? No? Didn't y'all read the description?
No.
Y'all read the description?
Oh, dude, I watched it.
No.
I watched it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm over here. No. And he goes, but did y'all watch it? No. Well, let me tell y'all anyway. No.
Y'all read it, though.
All right, you? Homer, go headphoneless for 1 minute.
Are y'all serious?
Wait, Homer,
much to talk about. Skip this.
I read it like four times. Like, you didn't read it at all? Like,
I read it four times because it got to the part where.
You all know what's going to happen, Homer. You already know what's going to happen.
If you've seen it, you already know what's going to happen. I'm like conflicted about talking about it. I did see the leaked version. I understand why people don't want to watch the leaked version and why it might not have been a good idea to watch the leaked version because that's not what Marvel wanted to present to us. Yeah. And so,
not until after Thor's released anyway. And I think
we'll get a trailer and I don't think that teaser is amazing to people who are in Hall H at Comic-Con, but that's not the first exposure that Marvel wants to give the general audience to.
That's true.
You know, you're on a whole different hype level at that point. So like they could show you fucking, you know, oh look, it's Thanos in a peanut. People would fucking lose their mind. Because they're playing to your audience heavily, and I don't think they have the right cut yet available for the general public. If you can find that cut, it's pretty fucking cool. I will say this though: people talk shit about Doomsday and Justice League. Thanos without his fucking headdress, and this isn't a spoiler because it's on the fucking poster too. Looks like a purple Bruce Willis, dude. People cannot get purple villains down very well. Just saying. We got Apocalypse. Now we got purple Bruce Willis. It is. Apparently it's hard to do purple villains.
Hopefully he puts on the helmet stuff. But man, I think it was so cool seeing, you know, Guardians and Iron Man and all that together. Like, that was pretty cool.
Yeah. So if you've seen it, you already know what we're talking about. If not, we'll talk about it more when it officially releases. But what did officially release was a brand new fucking 4 minute long Justice League trailer. Dude, I couldn't – when I saw it was 4 minutes, we were actually at the gym and we had to go to H-E-B and I told my wife, I was like, it's 4 minutes long. And I started watching it walking in the parking lot. She's like, what are you doing? Turn it off. We'll watch it when we get home. I was like, oh my God. So I made her – since she made me wait, I made her plug her laptop into the TV and we watched it on the big screen.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I'm going to go first on this one because y'all know how I feel about my DC characters. This trailer was fucking awesome, man. I thought for the first time they are not giving away too much. We still haven't even seen the bad guy's face and we've known who the bad guy's going to be forever. Amazing action sequences throughout. Aquaman is my new fucking favorite character. Jason Momoa is crushing. He fucking surfs a parademon from the sky through the building and then just shakes it off like a fucking surfer badass that he is. Like, what the Flash? Dude, Flash is – I like the Flash TV show. Don't get me wrong. But when he pushes his finger through the glass and it looks like a water ripple and he comes through, I was like, oh, snap. Dude, those effects are off the chain. And when he pushes Wonder Woman's sword, oh, man. Wonder Woman looking like a badass as usual, front and center where she should be.
Because it started with her, right? It started with her. I'm trying to remember it. Yeah.
Yeah, she breaks up the – I've seen bank, I've seen museum, I don't know, whatever that heist is. And then you got fucking – so you get Steppenwolf, right? in Themyscira. Boom! Boom tube that he pops through. And he goes, no protectors, no lanterns. My eyes got wide. I was like, did he just say no fucking lanterns in the trailer?
Is he referencing Green Lantern, right?
Yeah, yep. Man. The Lantern Corps ain't nobody protecting Earth right now. Why? Where are they? Was there somebody or has there never been a protector assigned to Earth? What the actual fuck?
How crazy would it be if it, like, in the movie, you know, when the final battle comes out, there's actually like a Green Lantern there that we never saw through the trailers or expected. That would be cool. And see, for me, like, the trailer was great. Don't get me wrong. And I mean, I loved Wonder Woman. To me, this felt just like the Superman versus Batman versus Superman trailers.
Which were amazing.
Yeah, the trailers were great. And I mean, I have the movie because I just buy all the movies. I buy all the superhero movies because I like them enough that I will watch him again, but I feel like it was okay. And I'm afraid that this trailer was the best parts of the movie, kind of like, in my opinion, Batman versus Superman. But what I really liked, part of the trailer, is when Cyborg was in the Batwing or whatever. Bruce Wayne. He's all like, don't worry, Alfred, cable. I got you. He's like, who are you?
Dude, that was pretty cool. I like that as well. I like how Cyborg's looking. And I like that Cyborg feels not 100% a part of this team, because it makes me very optimistic that he will eventually spin off of Justice League and do a Teen Titans. There's been all the talks of Armie Hammer being in the Warner Brothers lot and meeting with Warner Brothers. I mean, he could very well be a Green Lantern or Nightwing in this movie, which has been rumored that those are coming down the pipeline too. So, I'm excited for it. Homer, what'd you think of the trailer?
Best part of the trailer to me was the Flash. After they talked to Commissioner Gordon, and he's like, oh, they just disappear like that? And he just, like, beast. I was like,
oh, he was like, that's rude.
Yeah, he was like, rude. He's just like, peace out.
I loved that.
I was like, too funny. I was like, all right, I could be on the Flash's side for once.
So, again, because I grew up, like, knowing about comic book heroes, but I never actually read comics for the most part, except for like X-Men, and even then I wasn't super into it.
Let me tell you, X-Men's a pretty tough comic to get into because there's so much going on in that shit.
I used to get all the VHS, like my dad and my mom would always buy me the VHS X-Men, and I would have the cartoon, but it looks like there's going to be I forget what her island is called, but Wonder Woman's
Themyscira.
Like, yeah, it looks like there's going to be an attack there, number one, from the trailer, I think, right? No?
So what the rumor is and what it looks like based on what we know, so Steppenwolf is coming. Steppenwolf is Darkseid's uncle. He's coming to help take over Earth. Right now, Earth's two biggest protectors left is the Themyscirans, the Amazonians. It's Themyscira, yeah, where the Amazonians are. And most likely where they're going to go to after that is you see his fucking badass axe being thrown at Arthur Curry underwater, which means they're having an underwater fight. He's probably going to fucking take out Themyscira, and he's probably going to hit Atlantis too. So there will most likely be a fight in both those worlds.
And then at the end where Alfred is – I think it was Alfred, right? Is that supposed to be like alluding to Superman's returning?
Oh, yeah, 100%. People are saying, is that Green Lantern or Superman? I'm pretty sure you can see the red cape in the corner, but it's most likely going to be Superman. We know he's in the fucking movie. Yeah, people are like, oh, spoilers. They put out a Superman action figure for the Justice League.
I'm like,
a fucking poster. Like, really? You didn't think he was coming back? Get it together, man.
I know. I'm like,
to die for them to the come leader? Together.
Isn't he the leader of the Justice League, or is it Batman? I mean, right now it's Batman, but...
It's always Batman. Even when Superman thinks he's the leader, it's still Batman. he's generally accepted as the head of the Justice League, though.
Yeah. He's up there. He's like VP, bro.
DC also announced their official slate of movies. Next year goes into production DC's Shazam, directed by David F. Sandberg. Now, this was kind of a weird thing to me because I'm watching the interview with him, David F. Sandberg, and Kevin Smith, and Kevin Smith's like, oh, what are you working on? And he's like, oh, you know, nothing. Shazam. He's all like, Captain Marvel, like Shazam for DC. He's all, yeah. He's all, that's fucking news. Are you for real? Are you like for real? Your work. He's like, yeah, we start production next year. So he officially announces this. You know who David F. Sandberg is?
I've heard the name.
He directed Lights Out.
Okay.
And Annabelle 2. And so I was taken aback because I fucking love Lights Out. I loved Lights Out when it was just the fucking 3-minute short video that him and his wife originally made. And then when they turned it into the full-length movie, I fucking love that shit too. Annabelle 2 looks amazing. And I like that they're doing this like, oh, James Wan found that guy. James Wan's directing Aquaman. Now we got this dude doing Shazam. Like, they're really kind of sticking to that darker universe.
I didn't even know that James Wan is directing Aquaman.
Oh, yeah, dude. They're like in mid-production right now. That comes out next December. That's the next movie to officially release after Justice League.
You know James Wan was just like so ready to get out of horror. He's like, I need to break out. So he did with Furious 7.
It's still going to be dark, though.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm pretty excited. They also officially announced Suicide Squad 2. Batgirl, which we know Joss Whedon is directing. Traitor. The Batman, which we know Matt Reeves is directing. Wonder Woman 2, which officially got a release date of December 13th, 2019, yesterday. And then the fucking crown jewel. This news alone kind of steals the entire show.
Which one?
Flashpoint. So I deliberately didn't put any information in this because I wanted to ask you this question, David. Are you familiar with the Flashpoint storyline?
No.
So let me break this down for you real quick. So the Flash's mom died when he was a kid. So he can run so fast he can go back in time. So essentially in the Flashpoint storyline, he goes back in time to save his mom. Of course, there's ripple effects. One of those ripple effects – well, I'll go through several of the ripple effects. The first one being, you know when Bruce Wayne's parents die?
Yeah.
No, Bruce Wayne dies. His dad becomes fucking Batman, and his mom becomes the Joker.
Is this like an alternate universe in the comics or something? Yeah, like that?
Dude.
The only person who does it is pretty much...
David, stop by. I'm gonna let you. They did an amazing animated movie on it. Stop by. I'm gonna let you borrow it, dude. This shit is fucking badass. Batman is hardcore. He's just strapped with guns. He fucking kills people. He's fighting like this Harley Quinn knockoff called the Yo-Yo, and she's like, he's holding her over the ledge. They say, "Where's the Joker?" And she's like, "I'm not gonna help you." And Cyborg shows up. He's like, "We need your help." And he drops Harley Quinn, and she like falls into like a trash can. He's like, "There's a trash can down there." He goes, she didn't hit the floor.
Yeah,
he's just fucking ruthless. The Amazonians are battling the Atlanteans. You know, it's the battle of land versus sea. They fucking come to a truce. Arthur Curry and Diana Prince, Aquaman and Wonder Woman are fucking. Aquaman's wife, Mira, gets pissed off and tries to go fight Wonder Woman. So she cuts off that bitch's head, is wearing her crown. Wearing the Aqualand or Mira's tiara as a fucking crown. It is wild. Superman is a government weapon. Dude, it is insane.
And the Flash doesn't have powers.
So Flashpoint is basically just going to reverse fucking everything.
Yeah, it's an amazing point if they wanted to change anything, for sure.
Do you feel like I remember when Man of Steel was announced all those years ago, saw the trailer for the first time, and I felt like because Christopher Nolan did produce it, I felt like it was going to be like The Dark Knight Rises, right? And I was like, it's going to be like a as realistic as it could be movie for Superman. And I think they did it well enough, right? But then as they started doing the DCU and – it got a little bit more comical, I guess.
It's more comic booky, maybe.
yeah, more unreal, not unrealistic is not the word I'm looking for. I don't know what word I'm looking for, but basically it kind of went in a different direction, and I kind of got disappointed because I mean, again, we've talked about this so much. I love Nolan's Batman because it just had more that realistic to it. Obviously, I know Superman's an alien from outer space.
I was like, I mean, so good.
That's what
it comes down to, though. Like, you want Superman based in the real world? He fucks everybody up. Done.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I like that this is – it's thematic, you know. It's a change of pace. This isn't the Marvel Cinematic Universe
where
based in, you know, you're supposed to believe that this is really happening in fucking Africa right now. Like, no, this is – a nice world.
But I feel like they tried to. I feel like they still try to do that though, but they don't. And I mean, I guess it's working for them because they're still making movies. But I don't know. I mean, I guess
about to pass $1 billion. I'm free.
They're still gonna get my money, so I don't know why I'm complaining.
The biggest thing with Flashpoint 2, before we move on, I know we've got to get onto the TV stuff after this. The biggest thing with Flashpoint is in Batman v Superman. I think that they had this Flashpoint idea in the back of their heads this whole time, because Batman's parent in fucking Batman v Superman is Jeffrey Dean Morgan and the girl from The Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, so, pretty big actors, right?
Those are Jeffrey Dean Morgan. So you watch The Walking Dead?
Yeah. I know who Jeffrey Dean Morgan. I mean, he's been in other things before too.
Dude, so this version of the Batman is basically like the comedian and Negan put together, both played by Jeffrey Dean Morgan. So this is like the perfect setup. I'm stoked for this. Really, really excited.
Oh my God. Is that why I saw a fucking meme today?
There he is.
Of her in Joker makeup?
Yes.
Yeah.
Holy shit. I was like, what the fuck is this? I did not make any sense.
I'm telling you, David, swing by and borrow the movie or find it on YouTube. Dude, it is so good. It's so good. All right. Into the TV universe. I know we're going long. We're going to bust through these pretty quickly. First up, the Defenders trailer. I'll go first.
Oh, okay.
The Defenders is coming to Netflix this August. One, I feel like this trailer looks really good if you've seen all the seasons before it. As a standalone trailer, it's okay. But knowing who all these people are, it's pretty fucking badass. And I don't know why, but I just love Jessica Jones more and more lately. That being said, this show's going to totally fucking kick ass. I don't think anybody had any doubts about that.
The best part was the Punisher.
He's not in the Defenders.
You didn't see that?
He's not in it. They already said he's not going to be in the Defenders.
Then why did they put him in the trailer?
He's not in the trailer.
Are you not watching the thing? Did you not see the one where he comes out?
Dude.
Like, he's walking down a hallway and he comes out and he's all, let's do this.
No. Might be from his own trailer, because they teased some of his shit at Comic-Con too.
Oh, I saw it in the Defenders. Unless they merged it
someone
together.
Someone must have cut it. I don't remember seeing him in there.
I saw it and I was like, oh.
I saw the trailer too. I think Aaron, you're right, because I actually I haven't finished Jessica Jones. I haven't even touched Luke Cage or Iron Fist.
Dude, and so,
let me help you out here. You can skip Iron Fist. I was hyping it in the beginning. The more I think about it, the more I watch it. Not interested.
You could skip Iron Fist.
Luke Cage is great. Luke Cage is really, really good.
That's a must see.
Jessica Jones, it's not action. It's a great cop story though.
Mystery, yeah.
The more I think about it, and I've rewatched that season too, which is the only season I've rewatched, the greatest fucking bad guy ever, the man in the purple suit, Mr. Purple Dude, that guy is fucking so badass. And I just love that gross demeanor.
And the fact I love Kristen Ritter. She's so hot. Dude.
And the fact that Elektra and Sigourney Weaver are the bad guys in this season, I'm fucking 100% there. This looks great.
Shit, and that's the other thing. I still need to finish Daredevil season 2. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing over here. The last episode I saw was when he walks in his apartment and Elektra's there.
Yeah. Wow. I feel like
episode 2, season 1.
She was definitely underutilized in season 2, so I'm glad to see her getting some more playtime in this. So... also in the Marvel Universe, the Gifted trailer dropped. Now, I saw this the first trailer, and I was like, that's pretty cool. And I saw this trailer, I'm all, this still looks pretty cool. This looks way better than Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and they got fucking Polaris and I don't know, man. It just looks kind of fun to me. I'm kind of excited for this one. I'm just a sucker for X-Men, though, too.
Yeah, so, that one I haven't seen.
So this one is supposed to be, like, after Apocalypse or something, or before Logan, so. I feel, because...
Oh, yeah, everything's...
I always hear, Logan, like, now. This... They're always saying, like, oh, the X-Men aren't around anymore. Like, we're the last of our kind. And I'm like, okay, I'm assuming...
Yeah,
that's what they're kind of pushing for.
Wait, like, are those in the same universe, though?
Yeah.
Technically.
And for the X-Men, the Fox... But they never announced they were having a universe or anything. Like, those aren't really... Like, the other show that's on, was it FX? The one that just came out, uh-huh. just ended the first season?
Legion.
Are they supposed to be in the same, like, set in the same continuity?
In the
continuity?
In Fox's version of the continuity, sure. Because Fox believes in no continuity.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, have you seen those X-Men movies? They're not pretty keen on sticking to lineage. They're all kind of – they just exist in that X-Men universe. And, like, we've had the discussion about how Batman Anime Series is the greatest cartoon of all time. If it is, dude, it's like fucking Batman Animated Series. It's sitting right underneath it. Has got to be the X-Men animated series. So when I see X-Men coming back to TV, I think the long format is where it belongs. I think it works really well in there. I mean, look at Logan. That's one fucking story told in 2.5 hours, and it's beautiful. So I think this long story for a group of people is really exciting. So I'm pretty stoked on it. I think it looks good. I'll stand alone on this one.
I haven't seen it yet, so...
You didn't
click the link that I provided you?
That's the one I didn't see.
Well, I hope you saw this next one, because Hey Arnold's back, motherfuckers! What do you mean, Parvi? I gave you all the links, David!
I know, but I was never into Hey Arnold.
Hey Arnold's back? What's that?
All the original voice cast, man! Minor redesigns. It looks fucking. The animation looks top notch.
Rocko's Modern Life.
That's the one. That's the one I was talking about. That one. I can't wait to see.
Hell yeah, dude! It looks like they just fucking crisped up the animation on Rocko's Modern Life. I can't believe how similar it looks to the original. Yeah, that looks fucking badass, man. The Westworld trailer. Did anybody watch Westworld season one?
No. I saw like 2 episodes.
Yeah, I wanted to. But I haven't gotten to it yet. I don't have HBO right now, so I'm about to go sign up for a free
trial. I just wasn't able to like finish watching it, but yeah, I still want to continue to watch it.
Okay, let me tell you this. Westworld was fucking badass. I loved the first season. This trailer for season 2 looks horrendous. There's no information. It was not fun, which makes me a little happier because now my expectations lower, and I just really think season 2 is just going to continue to blow my socks off because of the way that this story is set up. So I'm okay with it not being that great. The crown jewel, I think, of TV trailers, though, this San Diego Comic-Con weekend.
Here we go. Let me hear it.
Maybe even if they didn't release that Justice League trailer and that Thor trailer, this definitely would have been the best trailer overall.
Let me hear it.
Stranger Things 2.
Ooh, I did see that. I love, you know what got me, man? Michael Jackson. I love that they put that in the trailer.
Yes! I was like, oh my god, how much did they pay for that fucking sound clip?
Vincent Price.
Dude, they're coming, they're like, you guys ready? We're gonna be ready? And then they fucking drop the cord in the arcade machine. Like, dude, I just love it, man. It's just like a whole nother continuation of, like, the fucking Goonies at Halloween now. And I cannot wait.
Awesome, you know what it reminded me of? It has nothing to do with this show at all. But, like, in The Matrix, you know, when Neo was still connected to The Matrix, we have Will, who's, like, having these freaking moments, like he's in the Upside Down. But he's not, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of that was pretty freaking cool. And then the very end, where you see that Seven's gonna be back, obviously.
And so, 11.
11. Sorry. So I was thinking 7-11. I don't know why in my head.
7-11.
Okay.
Slurpee day.
First of all, David, I will never hold it against you for thinking about 7-11. Dude, I used to fiend for 7-Eleven before we got them here, dude. I used to go to Austin to get my Slurpees, dude.
Really?
I'm being dead serious.
Oh,
I go to 7-Eleven for things I don't even need anymore. Like, this is $5 cheaper at Walmart. Don't care. Going to 7-Eleven.
I need a gallon of milk. 7-Eleven.
Do you use the rewards?
Oh, yeah, 100%, dude. I just cashed in my free drink, bro.
Yeah, dude. I've done it a couple times. I know. I love how we like totally segued it on, totally off topic. But yeah,
7-Eleven's never off topic.
There's some
great
pizza.
Do a whole episode on 7-Eleven. So we'll stop there. Stranger Things season 2 looks not. It's not season 2. It's Stranger Things 2, like a sequel. Looks that's amazing, cool. Dude. I cannot wait for this show. I am going to be rewatching it soon. It is going to be super fun.
Same. I need to rewatch it. Well, first I need to watch all the shit that I haven't watched yet, and then I need to watch it.
Finish, yeah, dude. Finish Jessica Jones, Daredevil, and hit up Luke Cage.
Dude, you know what the problem is? It's like I took too long to finish like one show. Like it doesn't matter what show it is, mm-hmm. And so now I'm like overloaded with stuff on my list, and like I can't decide what to watch next. And so what do? I just end up watching The Office.
David, on your PlayStation, you're always on Netflix. Okay, always on Netflix.
I'm on episode 4 of Riverdale. That show kind of caught me a little bit. Dude, like
Riverdale
it said,
was so good. Yeah, no. My wife has retrained me because I didn't have DVR growing up until I moved out with my wife, and
she trained me.
Dude, we fucking binge shit all the time. So like right now, like we're really into Animal Kingdom, but we're not touching it until we have at least 5 or 6 episodes. We only have 3 right now, so I know we're not getting anything from it yet. So, nope. That's why
I try to do that. I try to do that with Walking Dead this last season. I wanted to record like 7 episodes in a row, and then when I finally got to sit down and I was gonna just watch them all, my aunt deleted them all. So depressed.
Wow.
That's so funny. Yeah. So I mean,
no, Trey aunt can't delete though. Stranger Things.
Oh yeah.
Stranger Things. All right. I think that's it, boys. We went hella long for our 2-year anniversary.
Woo, it's all right.
I agree. What a fucking San Diego Comic-Con it's been. Thank you for being on, boys. Thank you for sticking with us, all our listeners. Thank you for all the hearts, all the follows, all the comments, all the feedback. Thank you, guys. We got some big things in store coming. I'm not going to even say a date because as soon as I say a date, then I'm not going to meet that date. But working on some fun things. Just wait. Just you wait.
Stay strong.
And it wouldn't be an episode if I didn't have to explain how the outro worked. If you were the last one in, you're the first one out.
Yep, that's how it goes.
All right. Well, I never know when y'all want to start. So anyway, thank you, guys. I am David.
And I'm Homer, guys. Later.
And I'm Aaron. Thank you, guys.
Hey, buddy. How are you? Good? Yeah, that's a good thing.